Here's your change.
Thanks, man. Hey, that's for you.
Really? That's for you.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's fucking annoying!
Thank God for your tight toned piss flap.
I came in your toothbrush.
Holy Christ.
This party is a fucking joke.
Good day, Super Semen Soakers, and welcome to the program for Monday, April 26, 2010. I'm Tim Rice, and welcome to the broadcast. I just got back from a fishing trip with my family, and when I say fishing trip, I mean I was around people who were fishing. Not that I was actually fishing myself. I did soak a bait or two, but fishing, not so much my thing. I do enjoy, however, being on a boat and being out in the lovely Florida weather. It was a good time had by all. Good quality time spent with the family, but I am glad to be back to the land of less skeeters. Anyway, that being said, let's get right to the funny, shall we? Today's program is brought to us by the good people at KY, lubricating penises and vaginas and God knows what else for more than 50 years.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
It's normal.
You know what I'm talking about. Icicles in your pussy. Believe me, I've struggled with pussy ice for years. I've tried everything.
Pills, ointments, messy creams, even devices. Nothing worked.
Until now. My secret weapon? KY Thaw. Here's your average pussy. It's just full of icicles. But KY Thaw uses real antifreeze to de-ice your numb, deadened vagina. Yep, the same powerful stuff that gets my minivan running on a January morning is thawing my frozen pussy right now.
Do you smell burning pork?
Yes, honey. I do.
KY Thaw, real antifreeze for the icicles in your pussy.
That's too funny and oh so true. God knows I have met many a woman who needed some antifreeze for their nether regions. And of course, on the other hand, I've met a few that would probably be well served installing some kind of corking device, if you will. Anyway, let's get back into it with a little news break from the Onion Radio News. Here's Doyle Redland.
Taco Bell's five ingredients are combined in a totally new way. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Taco Bell unveiled the Grandito today, an exciting new arrangement of refried beans, lettuce, ground beef, cheese, and a tortilla. The five known food items available at the fast food chain. Taco Bell spokesman Walter Behrens.
The revolutionary new Grandito, with its ground beef on top of the cheese but under the beans, is configured like nothing you've ever eaten at Taco Bell.
The $30 million marketing campaign for the Grandito features the slogan, slightly rearranged ingredients, Grandito taste. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. The beans are underneath the beef? How do you get the beans underneath the beef?
Ow! Break them veins! Break them veins!
These kind of things happen, let's have a look at it.
No, oh, for God's sake! Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the frying? I mean, I make them bang!
I swear, those Taco Bell people never stop blowing my mind. Anyway, that's about all the time we have left for this episode of the broadcast. Please to be going to iTunes and writing a nice little review if you happen to like this podcast. This is how the iTunes people rank the podcast, so it would be most appreciated if you would go and say something kind. Also, if you're interested in being a sponsor of this program, feel free to email me at timlrice@aol.com or tweet me at VOChameleon or, of course, Facebook, fan page, or other lies. That's it. Catch you tomorrow, bud.
Daddy's little cutie. So fine, they're never gonna see you leaving by the back door, man.
Get her!